Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the North Coast today, Cleveland, Ohio. This is the 11th District. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's the Cleveland Clinic, and it is the setting of one of the most intense political battles of the last decade. We are profiling Democrat Representative Chantel Brown.
Chantel Brown. If you follow politics, you know that name because of 2021. That special election was absolute chaos. It was framed as the battle for the soul of the Democratic Party. You had Nina Turner, who was the firebrand progressive, basically the heir to the Bernie Sanders movement. And then you had Chantel Brown, who was the establishment pick, backed by Jim Clyburn, and the Congressional Black Caucus. Everyone thought Turner was going to run away with it. She had the money, she had the fame. But Chantel Brown just outworked her.
It was a masterclass in local politics. Chantel Brown wasn't tweeting. She was in the churches. She was at the fish fries. She ran on a slogan that was very simple, the partner, not the protester. She basically told voters, look, Joe Biden is the president. Do you want someone who is going to go to D.C. and yell at him, or someone who is going to work with him to bring money back to Cleveland? And in a pragmatic, working-class district like the 11th, that message resonated deeply. She won, and she won convincingly.
And she had a great mentor to learn from, Marcia Fudge. Before Marcia Fudge became the HUD secretary, she held this seat for years. Chantel Brown was her protege. She came up through the party ranks, city council, county council, and then she became the chair of the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party. She was the first Black woman to ever hold that job. So she knows how to count votes. She is a party builder, not a bomb thrower.
Now, let's talk about what she actually does in Congress, because her committee assignment is a little surprising for an urban representative. She is the vice-ranking member of the Agriculture Committee.
I know, right? You think agriculture and you think cornfields in Iowa, you don't think of East Cleveland, but this is actually brilliant. The Agriculture Committee controls SNAP, food stamps, and the 11th District has a massive issue with food insecurity. You have food deserts where people can't get fresh produce. So Brown sits on that committee to guard the SNAP program. She calls any cuts to SNAP a reverse Robin Hood scheme. She even did the SNAP challenge, where she tried to live on $42 a week for food. She said it was physically exhausting. She brings that reality to the committee room when they talk about budget cuts.
She is also huge on infrastructure. Cleveland has some really old bones.
Old bones and lead pipes. The bipartisan infrastructure law was a godsend for her district. She campaigns constantly on the money she brought back to remove lead pipes from schools and homes. Cleveland has one of the highest rates of lead poisoning in children in the country. It is a silent crisis. Brown frames infrastructure not just as roads and bridges, but as public health. If you can't drink the water, nothing else matters.
The district itself is also really interesting geographically. It used to be just Cleveland. But now it stretches all the way down to Akron.
Right, the fudge strip, they used to call it, but now it includes Akron thanks to redistricting. So she represents two major industrial cities. But she also represents University Circle, which is one of the densest concentrations of culture and medicine in the world. You have the Cleveland Orchestra, the Cleveland Clinic, and Case Western, all within 1 square mile. It is an economic engine. Brown acts as the bridge between that high-tech medical world and the poverty in the surrounding neighborhoods. She wants those hospital jobs to go to the people living across the street.
She is the quiet unifier who proved that boring governing still wins elections.
She promised to be a partner, and she kept her word.
That is our profile for Ohio's 11th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.